Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom was answering the question, why doesn't God provide salvation for fallen angels? Let's continue there today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
First John 2:2 tells us that he is the propitiation for our sins, that is the entire payment, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. That's how Cain is replaced by Seth. Cain's line can be saved as well. So the 5:18 of Genesis, Enoch, is of Seth's line, not Cain's line. Hence, chapter 5, verse 24, Shem, not Seth, is the line from which Noah will come. And then Shem, the son through whom the Israelite race comes. Your King James is right. Sometimes our understanding needs help, and we need to seek God to open the door for us. Now, I might do that often, where I have to just say, Lord, I don't understand this, and seek him. Sometimes I'll read something, or I'll hear a preacher, and he's preaching the word, and the Lord shows it to me through someone else. But I believe it's his Holy Spirit direct. Now, this lady goes on to say, and this is from that Sunday school class the pastor's wife is teaching in her state. She goes on to say, evidently, from this study, in their ladies' class at church, that the sons of God are devils who had children through the daughters of men, and therefore they all died in the flood as a condemned race predestined to this destruction. I see some things they say are good, but I don't feel this is right. Are these demons and women coming into union to have children? Well, first, Jews and Gentiles, all people, are descended from Adam and Eve. The sons of God marrying the daughters of men is referring to demon-filled men of Cain's line. Devils or demons were like the sons of God in that God created every individual angel. He created Satan. He created the angels that followed Satan. He didn't create them to fall. They chose. And that's the way they went. You say, well, why does not God then provide salvation for fallen angels? For two reasons. First of all, they had the greater light. They saw God. They were created in righteousness. They chose to fall. They wanted their own way. Satan wanted to exalt himself above the throne of God. These others wanted to follow him and have a higher position that he would promise them. But they had the greater light. They knew better. They knew God. Secondly, angels do not reproduce. Jesus pointed that out in his earthly ministry. Angels are separate creations. In mankind, we have the first Adam, who is Adam, and then the second Adam, who is Christ. The first Adam, by him, we all fell because we are procreated. Angels are not procreated. See, Adam and Eve were created. Adam was created out of the dust of the ground. Then Eve was created out of the rib of Adam. Since then, that's the only creation in mankind. Mankind reproduces. That is called procreation, not actual created. As we think of out of nothing creation, ex nihilo. The theologians use the word ex nihilo, which means out of nothing. Well, the angels were made out of nothing. Adam and Eve were made out of nothing. Well, out of the dust of the ground, the worlds were created out of nothing. But what I'm saying is those were direct creations by God. But you and I are procreated. So again, she has mentioned this about Calvinists. And so I say, the churches today try to replace Israel. They believe in replacement theology. Your teacher may have Calvinistic leanings, but I don't know that. So you could ask her. But the Calvinists do believe in replacement theology. That is, the church replaces Israel. And that is false. That is a lie of the devil. God broke his everlasting covenant with Israel, they say. Well, that was a covenant. That was a promise by God. So, if God promised them an everlasting covenant and then breaks it, it's not everlasting. I mean, what would keep him from breaking his promise of everlasting life to us? If he can break that covenant, then he can break this new covenant. God cannot lie, Hebrews tells us. Israel found out the same thing. The new covenant, or the local church, the church of today, the Savior today, they found out the same thing that we found out. The Lord chastens and scourges his own. Some are saved so as by fire, while others hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So, please understand, Noah had three sons. The Hamitic race, which tends to be the black, and the Asiatic races. The Japheth, which seems to be the race of the various whites. And then that, of course, of Shem, which seems to be the Jewish line. So God divided them up that way, but it's for all men to be saved. Christ was to come through that Jewish line, but that does not put us out of the picture. Was anybody on the ark whose father may have been a person out of Cain's line or his family heritage? I don't know, but those three sons on the ark, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, had wives. So Shem's wife probably came out of Seth's line. But what about the other two? Our line and the Hamitic line. So we don't know. We're not told that. Every person is held accountable because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So I want to thank you for your questions, but I want to answer this so that you see that Adam and Eve are not Jewish, and back then even Israel was not Jewish until the tribes split. But they're all going to be made one. The tribes of Israel will be made one once again. They'll be brought back together. And then in eternity. The Lord said in John chapter 10, he says, other sheep I have which are not of this flock. Which flock was that, Israel? Other sheep I have which are not of this flock, and they shall be one shepherd, Jesus, and one fold. Okay. Well, who are the other sheep? Well, it's those who receive Christ, Jews and Gentiles. Okay. So, let's be sure that we really study to show ourselves approved unto God. Your question is a good question in many ways, because there are other people that don't understand some of the things that you have said. Now, I hope that answered your question, but I especially thank you for listening to our Lamp and Light broadcast, because I know that we're not on a radio station in your state, so therefore, you must be listening to us by internet of one kind or another. But tell others, then, how they can get a app free to our radio station so they can listen along with you and be blessed with you. And if there is false doctrine in the Sunday school class that you're talking about, then if you can get more to listen in on the station, they may grow in right doctrine, and this may even help the teacher. Why? Because if that one is teaching and is gifted to teach, then they need the truth, just like me as a pastor needs the truth of God, not my conceptions, not my theories, but God. Let me close out to you by saying, the people in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they searched the scriptures to see if those things were so that were being preached. Preached by whom? The Apostle Paul. They just didn't take it because it was him preaching. They took it as it was according to the Word of God. They searched it. When they saw that it was true, they acted upon it. And that's the way we need to be. And listen, search the scriptures to see if what I'm saying is true, as well as any pastor you hear on these radio stations. Thank you once again for listening to the Lamp and Light Radio and being a part of this year's Q&A. My friend, please tell your friends about WTYG, about the app, the free app they can get on their cell phones just by tapping in WTYG or our website, and then let them know that you would like for them to listen and to hear the teaching of God's Word. And please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.